This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward in the hereafter is for those who have the consciousness of Allah. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. May Allah constantly, always send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family and his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by emphasizing the critical nature of taqwa, of the consciousness of Allah, in everything that we do. To surround our thoughts, our feelings, our actions with the understanding that the ultimate creator, the ultimate decider of affairs is Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah has revealed in his mighty book, Al-Quran, O you who believe, if you fear Allah, if you have the consciousness of Allah, he will make a furqan for you, and he will forgive you of your sins. He will release you of your burdens, and Allah is the Lord of great bounty. So Allah tells us in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 29, that if you have taqwa, if you can maintain this consciousness of Allah, that Allah would make a furqan, a criterion, to judge between truth and falsehood. He would release you of your sins. He would forgive you. That is a great bounty from the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the scholars have told us and shown us how important Al-Furqan is, and especially today for the Muslims, when there are so many things happening, so many incidents are going on, so many news sources are coming to us from all angles. Al-Furqan gives us the strengthening of our hearts, and it will give us insight, quwwatul basair. It will give us that ability to see through things because we're connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are connected to material things and the material world, then our vision can get clouded. But if we are connected to Allah azza wa jal, then it comes clearer and clearer, and our hearts become stronger and firmer. O you who believe, on January 29th, 2017, around 7:30 p.m., the Islamic Center, the Islamic Cultural Center of Quebec City, here in Canada, a gunman came into the masjid. It was right after Salatul Isha, the evening prayer, and he killed six of the worshippers. He injured 19 people. And This is now considered to be one of the worst mass killings in modern Canadian history. The Prime Minister himself, Justin Trudeau, and the Premier of Quebec took the position it was a terrorist attack. But the perpetrator, Alexandre Bissonnet, when he was finally arrested, he was charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder. And although it was recognized by the top officials as a form of terror, he is a known right-wing extremist, it was not regarded as a terrorist act, and he was given life in prison with no chance of parole until 40 years. But later on, the court system in Quebec changed it, and they said this is unconstitutional. It is something which is cruel. It is unjust. And so they changed his parole to 25 years, which means that after 25 years, he could possibly be released from the prison. This sent shockwaves through the Muslim community. And it had an impact upon our families, especially the people living in Quebec itself. Fortunately, alhamdulillah, the Canadian government has officially declared today, January 29th, as a national day of remembrance of the Quebec City mosque attack, and also a day for action against Islamophobia. And this is important, that we recognize those intelligent, those balanced leaders that we have. But we cannot forget that the struggle continues. It is a day of remembrance. Remember their names. Ibrahim Badi, Mamadou Tanu Badi, Khalid Belkasimi, Abu Bakr Tabti, Abdul Karim Hassani, Izzuddin Sufyan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter them into the highest part of paradise. And it is reported that Izzuddin Sufyan, rahimahullah, when the shooting was going on, he ran toward the shooter to protect his brothers, to protect this community. A true shaheed, a true hero, not only for Muslims, this is a Canadian hero. And this is somebody who should be recognized throughout this country as we battle together as a nation hatred in any form that it takes. And that on this day we remember that there is a new insidious form which is marching through the minds of many people within our society, wal'iyadhu billah. We can't forget the struggle that we are in. We cannot breathe a sigh of relief. Yes, we are thankful to Allah, and we should show thanks to the government officials who carried this out. But they also included, and we should not forget, it should be a time of action against Islamophobia. To recognize that the infamous Proud Boys, who were one of the main groups that attacked the capital of the United States recently, they began in Canada and went from Canada to the United States. And so the reality of our struggle, combined with the losses that we are feeling from the COVID-19, and the loss of our brother Ma'ruf, a great pioneer in this community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, enter him into paradise, give him the happiness of Jannah, and put some of that happiness into the hearts and minds of his family and those who remember him. the loss of life in the world. We are hearing every day of the death of scholars of Islam, the death of great leaders, of great individuals, male and female, happening all around the world. This is a test from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah has ordained the time when we would leave this planet. But in a practical sense, when we look at our struggle against Islamophobia, I want to emphasize briefly the internal struggle. Because one of the targets or one of the purposes of the terror that is being unleashed against our community is to drive fear into our hearts. It is to break us down so that we will not continue as Muslims. We will not stand up for Islam. And this is having an impact on our family, and especially the children and the young people, the teenagers who are in between childhood and adulthood. A feeling of sadness leading to depression. And I want to look at this concept briefly of depression as we are entering the month of February. And February is known to be the most depressing time of the year. There is less sunlight in this month than at any point in the northern calendar. The cold reaches a climax during this time. And people are normally huddled in their homes, covered up by wool. But now with the COVID-19, we are in extra vigilance of not going outside. And so we should be aware of depression. Depression is a mood disorder that causes persistent feeling of sadness and a loss of interest. And those parents, you have to be aware of this in yourself. You have to be aware of this in your children. Some of the symptoms of depression is the person is feeling sad all the time, that they have a change in their appetite. Sometimes they are not eating enough, and sometimes they are eating too much. There is also a sleep problem with depression. For some, they can't go to sleep. They can't stay asleep. Others, they sleep too much, longer than what is normal for a human being. Depression also leads to fatigue, to a loss of energy, and it causes people to get involved in purposeless activities. So sometimes people will get into they will throw a ball against the wall. They will walk up and down, pacing in the room over and over again. These are all signs of depression. It also leads to a feeling of guilt, a negative feeling of low self-esteem. And in the worst cases, it can actually lead to a person thinking about death all the time and even thinking about suicide. Wal-iyadu billah. And this is the normal form of depression, not the clinical forms. But in looking at this base form of depression, which is spreading around, we have a knowledge cure and an action cure. The knowledge cure is based upon the fact that we are believers, and to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should help us to understand that Allah has power over all things. And so we need to remain optimistic. Look at the greater picture of things. Husna dhan billah. We need to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a reason for everything that is happening. As we learned in Surah Al-Talaq, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِي قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah will reach His purpose. He has made a limit to all things. And so the knowledge aspect in relationship to our shuhada, to our martyrs and shaheeds, Allah has told us clearly, do not speak about the people who have died or are killed in the path of Allah, that they are dead. Bal ahya, they are alive. And they are enjoying their provisions directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in a state of happiness and wondering about the people that are in back of them. And the Prophet ﷺ said one of the descriptions of a shaheed, when he enters into paradise, he makes this transition and he's asked, is there anything that you want? He said, I want to go back to earth so I can become shaheed again. So this feeling, hold on to this feeling and our belief that they are in a pleasurable state and they are being provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. What is the action cure for depression? Number one, we should not become stagnated. Even if we are in our homes, move around. Move around inside of the home. Go outside. We're Canadians. Spend a little bit time outside. Dress up. Walk outside. Breathe the fresh air. If the sun comes out, try to get a dose of the sun when it comes out, even though it is cold. Do things that make you feel good. If there is a hobby that you love, if there is a positive action within the limits of our deen that makes your heart feel positive, then do it. Try to enjoy remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reach out to other people. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your neighbors, however you possibly can. When the restrictions lift and the bitter cold lifts, take a walk. Cover yourself up, but walk. Take a walk with somebody in your family or walk with somebody that you know, keeping your distance. But keep moving. Go outside. Don't be held down. And if there's anything that you can do to assist other people during this time, taking food to somebody else's home, watching out from a distance, but action-oriented things to fight against that negative feeling, that corrosive feeling of depression. Another part of the action cure is to eat healthy, depressive-fighting food. What is that? We need to cut down on the sugars, cut down on the starches, try to eat vegetables, citrus fruits, try to eat that which does not bloat you and make you feel like you want to go to sleep after you ate it. And take your vitamins, especially vitamin D. We are deprived of the sun for the most part, but take a healthy dose of vitamin D, also up your vitamin C. And for Muslims, we know the black seed that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Alaykum bihabbati sawda, fa innaha dawa'in min kulli da' illa al-maut." Take the black seed. It will cure everything except death. And finally, challenge the negative thinking and realize that this depression, to break down the individual, it is the action of the evil one, wal-iyadu billah, and the action of his forces on earth. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us a positive feeling as we enter the month of February. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day of January 29th will help us never to forget those who passed away in Quebec City and to never forget those who passed away in New Zealand or in any part of the Muslim world where the people are dying. And we ask Allah to make this remembrance for all the peoples who are suffering evil and hatred in this planet. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us as our last word the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ili muslimin min kulli dhanbin استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, al-wahad al-ahad, al-fard al-samad, al-ladhi lam yalad wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, wa usalli wa usallam ala sayyid al-awwalin wal-akhirin, nabiyyana Muhammadan wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Ya ibadullah, taqullah haythuma kuntum, wa yaqul al-haq subhana, mukhbiran wa amira, inna allaha wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.